Live.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We thank you so much for joining us on this Christmas Day. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we're so happy to have you listening to us. Free Talk Live is, of course, the show where you can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. And you can do so at 855-450-FREE tonight. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have a couple of calls on the line. I want to make sure we get to those. But just a quick recap, because I think that the calls may be related to this. In the last segment, we kind of briefly mentioned, Ron Paul and the allegations of these, like, racist newsletters in his past. So I think some of our callers want to discuss that a little bit further. Let's bring on Glenn in Connecticut. And Glenn, are you with us?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Glenn. Nice to hear from you. What's on your mind tonight?
I guess I did indeed hear you guys discussing the Ron Paul do with the racist newsletters. And I learned something interesting today regarding that. And it had to do with the fact that the media reported that he got very upset on some CNN interview and stormed off.
Yeah, I heard that too, and I didn't see the interview. So was that close to the truth?
Or? Oh, you know what? I actually heard something about this today.
Yeah.
I heard that after that interview was released, that apparently the extended version of that interview has been put up, mm-hmm. and what happened was they basically edited it to look like he did that, and he really didn't. That's what I heard today.
Wow.
I haven't seen it myself, but I guess they cut off, like, the last 7 minutes of the interview.
Wow.
When he was actually, like, getting up and leaving, and they made it look like he was angry and stormed off, and he really didn't. And I guess it's come out now, like, the extended real version of the interview.
Wow.
Correct.
I wouldn't put that past the media.
No.
Because they really have not been very friendly to Ron Paul.
They're really showing their true colors. I mean, they have not made a good case for themselves. Like, you know, you always hear about these conspiracy theories and like the media is, you know what I mean, they're like against you and stuff. But when they act like this, it's like, man, you guys, you're really not making a good case for yourselves.
Yeah, and I wonder, do you know how the video came out? Was it leaked?
I have no idea. I just, like, somebody said this to me, casual conversation, and I haven't looked it up yet. But the caller may.
Yeah, Glenn, do you have any idea about that?
No, I saw that there was a number of news articles about two or three that came out and corrected this myth that he stormed off and got all sensitive about the issue. And I didn't actually go and watch the extended version because my internet connection is kind of slow. But nonetheless, as you just said, it's a brutal assassination on him. That
interesting
character. But so, when you were saying that you'd like to hear him make a real retractment of any racism, I have seen videos of him being very explicit in his denouncement of racism, not regarding this incident of him being accused of, you know, racism by these newsletters, but I have seen YouTube videos of
oh, okay, well, that's
anti-
Glenn, I appreciate you bringing that up, because maybe I just hadn't seen that, you know what I mean? So I'm glad you mentioned that.
I don't think many people think he's racist. He's a very, you know, he has a lot of equanimity. I think the problem with the racist newsletters is that, you know, he's letting this material get out that's supposedly written by him, and that's his newsletter, even if it is written by ghostwriters, and this material's being included in it, it doesn't say a lot for his executive abilities.
Well,
it says, like, maybe
it was in his, I feel like I kind of have to defend him now, because it was only, like, apparently it was only once, and it was, like, 30 years ago. It was in the, or maybe even more than 30 years ago. So.
Yes, I, it does, definitely was a long time ago.
Well, one slip up in 30 years isn't that bad, and, you know, it, compared to other politicians, sure. I mean, I'm not a fan of politics in general. I just think it's a really dirty sport, right?
But, well, you know, if like Mitt Romney or whoever else had some line in their book about, you know, how blacks are all crazy and are going to bring down, you would say, gee, this guy has some really bad stuff in that book of his. And this is the Ron Paul newsletter. So it does make you, I mean, I don't doubt Ron Paul is a racist at all. It just kind of says, like, oh, okay, he's, you know, who's he going to put in charge of these cabinet positions and this position and that position, and how much autonomy is he going to give them? You know, not be, it does bring up kind of some doubts. Not that I want those doubts to be there. I'm a pretty hardcore libertarian.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on that, Glenn. And thank you for the call tonight. Happy holidays to you. You know, it's interesting because Glenn was talking about, like, who would Ron Paul put in these cabinet positions.
Yeah.
I would hope that he would get rid of some of them, you know, but I agree with him because it's so rare and unusual to find people who are in politics at all who have integrity and who have, you know, that some sense of justice and, you know, who can actually function in that system. And the way that you typically rise to the top in politics is by being brutal and corrupt and aggressive and playing these dirty tricks. And so I see that as a legitimate concern and problem. So let's actually go to Bill, listening in Massachusetts, but he's actually listening on the Liberty Radio Network iPhone app, which is pretty cool. It was built by a programmer who's a friend of the show, and I think they're looking to develop an Android version, but right now there is an iPhone app that plays Liberty Radio Network shows. And Bill, are you with us?
I am.
Hi. Okay. Good evening. Yeah. Tell us what's on your mind.
I could use a bigger play button because I have really big hands and it's really hard to hit that little tiny arrow. I need a bigger, just a big button. But anyways, I wanted to talk about the Ron Paul racist issue.
Sure.
Because Ron Paul has denounced racism over and over again. It seems like it's been his full-time job for probably like the last 2 weeks. And the last caller said that he had ghostwriters writing under his name. And that I needed to try to change that because he had other writers and he was just the publisher. So he was the publisher. He was in his law, in his medical practice.
Yeah.
So he was like the funding behind the publishing to pay for the direct mail and whatnot.
Sure.
So in his name at all. So he had, and while I really like his 99.9% constitutional voting record, his one unconstitutional voting vote that he's had was for Martin Luther King's day to be a national holiday, and Newt voted against it, and all of the others voted against it, and he was one of the very few that did vote for it.
Interesting. I did not know that, Bill. I really appreciate you bringing these things up because, like I said, during Glenn's call too, I think maybe I haven't seen some of these appearances where he's been explicitly, clearly denouncing racism, and so I really do appreciate you saying that.
Yes, clearly. And, you know, one thing that I wanted, just one recommendation, is in my 43 years, I've learned that if I don't know the answer, I just say, you know, I don't know that. I'll have to check into it. Because I hear a lot of talking points coming from you, Stephanie. Talking points that are in the mainstream media or pushed through the Prussian university system. So a lot of times I don't listen to you because it's kind of like fingernails down a blackboard to me because I'm fully enlightened in the whole New World Order operations. And I really see that you kind of teeter back and forth. I mean,
that must be really nice to be so enlightened.
Wow, Bill. Honestly, you're free to listen to me or not. But are you insinuating that I'm some kind of are you saying that I'm some kind of conspiracy?
No, you're just young, and I learned it probably around your age. I learned that, hey, maybe I should just check into it first.
Guess what, Bill? I'm not that much younger than you, and I thank you for the call. Wow. I'm a New World Order plant. Well, that's the first time that's happened to me. So, anyway, the number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And you're welcome to call in about anything on Free Talk Live. And we are live on Christmas Day, so you can listen to us or not, but we certainly do appreciate you joining us tonight. And we've got more coming up for you when we return. This is Free Talk Live.
on DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. He moved back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man and marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why don't you tell me about it? Your kid and a wife.
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are live here with you this evening on Christmas Day. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we're like nails down a chalkboard.
Yes.
No, I'm like nails down a chalkboard.
We're not the enlightened ones because we were too young.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it's pretty presumptuous about age. I mean, really, sure. Who knows how old we are? If you're no, you know, if you're my Facebook friend, you wouldn't even know because I don't have the year. So,
mm-hmm.
How do you know how old I am or Stephanie is? Mm-hmm. I don't know how old you are.
Yeah. Well, the caller mentioned that he was like 40-something, and I said that, you know, I'm not that much younger than him, so. And age is a poor measure of, you know, knowledge or anything anyway. You know, honestly, I think if there's a legitimate point in what he was saying, it's that, you know, maybe I wasn't aware of some of the videos of Ron Paul denouncing racism. But I just, you know, I haven't seen him and I don't particularly go looking for him. It's not as if I'm, you know, some plant from the mainstream. It sounded like that's what he was insinuating. So, anyway, if you have thoughts on this, call us 855-450-FREE or 855-450-3733. And, you know, I wanted to talk about something tonight, Julia. Since it is Christmas, there are going to be a lot of people out there thinking about the whole Santa story. And we kind of touched on this in a couple of segments ago, right?
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about, you know, telling your kids about Santa Claus. And, you know, I guess Mark would probably like it if we gave a warning right now that if you have small children and you don't want to hear a very frank discussion about Santa, you should probably change the channel now, right?
Yes.
So, Julia, I want to ask you, you know, what do you think about the whole idea of telling kids about Santa Claus? And Santa Claus is sort of a figure that's very similar to the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of torn on the issue because...
The Tooth Fairy, maybe.
Yeah. I feel... I have a lot of friends who have kids, and they seem to really enjoy it. They seem to think that it's a lot of fun for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't really fault them for that. I remember Santa being a lot of fun. I don't think I was really too disappointed when I found out that he wasn't real. I you know, you still got the presents, which is really what it was all about. So I don't think I was too disturbed to learn that it wasn't from Santa. I think that, like we just discussed earlier, I think there's some harm in implying that, you know, if you're good, you can have whatever it is you ask for. Because there's so many other factors that come into play when it comes to obtaining things. And personally, I wouldn't celebrate Christmas with my kids because I don't like Christmas. So I wouldn't tell them about Santa because we wouldn't be celebrating Christmas. My kids would, if I had kids, which I personally don't really like children, which I blame on parents. But I have no desire to have kids anytime in the near future at all.
Sure.
And that could possibly extend to my entire life. We'll see, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to get mad when you say that you don't want to have kids forever, so
yeah.
I'll leave it open.
Well, you know, it's okay not to have children.
I know.
You know, some people just, they're very independent or they don't feel in a position to financially support children.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe by the time that they'd like to have children, they're, you know, maybe a little bit older, a little bit more settled in life, and so maybe they'd like to adopt or something like that.
I actually read some adoption statistics the other day that made me pretty sad, and it was...
Really?
I think that there are 107,000 kids that need to be adopted,
mm-hmm.
and every year, like 28,000 18-year-olds leave adoption centers with no family.
Mm-hmm.
At all. And that's so heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, wow.
I wish more people wanted to adopt.
Wow, so they're 18, and did it say anything about the average length of time that they've been there?
It didn't. The reason I was reading this was because the place I work was voted, like, one of the top adoption,
mm-hmm.
like, adoption family, whatever. They provide a lot of benefits if you adopt. So mm-hmm. there, I was reading an article about it that, like, my work provided, like, the news article. And those were the two statistics I saw, and I just thought it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm of the opinion, if I decide to have kids, I would adopt. Childbirth, not something I'm interested in, and my heart just goes out to those children who need homes.
Yeah, I know. And talking about racial issues, you know, I hear, at least in the U.S., that it's more common for, like, white babies to be adopted, you know, because some, you know, I guess that, you know, white people are majority in the U.S.
Yeah.
And the parents want a child that looks like them, right?
Oh, I think little black babies are so cute, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, babies are cute. Like, little black babies are cute. Little Asian babies are cute. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're all cute.
I always used to say when I was younger that if I ever adopted, I would adopt an Asian boy. So, but that really has no relevance.
Well, the other thing though about this is that it's so difficult to adopt children, especially in the U.S., because the legal hurdles are very high. I mean, I've heard that it costs sometimes upwards of like $20,000 to go through all the adoption proceedings, and you have to have lawyers and stuff like that. And as I understand it, that cost has increased over time.
Yeah.
So
sad.
Yeah, it is. I think that there are lots of children who need homes, and I understand that there has to be a vetting process, right? Like, you wouldn't want to just give a child to any old parents, because who knows why they might want a kid, right? Like, there could be malicious reasons or whatever. But I definitely think that there is a lot of extra cost in there.
Yeah.
It has to do with paying lawyers and things like that.
Yeah, that seems unnecessary and sort of anti-productive as far as getting those kids' homes is concerned.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And really, it's sad because who does it hurt?
Yeah.
The kids.
Well, to kind of go back to where we were talking about Santa and Christmas, I was saying that I wouldn't celebrate Christmas and that I would have my kids, you know, work for money and learn how to earn things. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with gift giving. I give gifts throughout the year, but for me, a gift is more meaningful if, you know, I'm thinking of somebody, I see something that I know somebody will love, somebody's done something nice for me, and I feel like I would like to, you know, give them something for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have a problem with gift giving. But I do have a problem with mandatory gift giving on one day just because it's what everyone does.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, I see this in relationships, too. Like, that when you said that, that just reminded me of, like,
anniversaries.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, right? It's like a lot of people complain, and especially in this culture, there is, like, a gender role, I guess, maybe it would be, or a gender stereotype where, you know, the man is supposed to buy a woman something on Valentine's Day, like usually flowers or candy.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they don't want to do it, you know? They're like, oh, I have to get my girlfriend something for Valentine's Day, or else she'll get mad at me. And it's like, wow, if you think that somebody will get mad at you if you don't give them a certain gift on a certain day, it just doesn't really seem like like an ideal situation, right, to be in a relationship like that where you're expected to do those kind of things. I mean, I always, in my experience, I've always had the nicest loving relationships with people who will just get me gifts for the heck of it.
Because they
see something that reminds them of me or whatever.
Right.
You know, so I like that. And about the whole Santa thing, I don't think that it is necessary to tell your kids stories in order for them to fit in or to feel happy.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
You can certainly give things to your kids out of joy, just for the sheer joy of giving. So Free Talk Live, we got more coming up, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is a show, of course, where you can call in about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And I want to let you know that this season you should consider the greatest gift you can give to your family and friends, peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening around the world, unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. You should get prepared and protect your family. So don't delay. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff, and they are packaged very tightly for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches, and they carry a 25-year shelf life. That's pretty solid, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they've been tested by sitting for 25 years. I always wonder how they get those numbers.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe they've been in business for a while, and they know that their stuff lasts. But I believe you can even actually get a free sample of their food if you want. You can call 855 FoodWise and use promo code FTL and get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. And that's, of course, at wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. So get peace of mind and give the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love. So, you know, Julia, it is the live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live, of course, and you're always free to call and bring up whatever's on your mind. But you actually had a story that is not specifically Christmas-related, right?
No, it's actually quite disturbing.
It is very disturbing, no matter what day of the year it is.
Yes.
And I thought it was important to read. So why don't you go ahead and launch into that?
Sure. It's called We Killed Your Daughter, You're Under Arrest. And it's this one's from Lou Rockwell.
I'm not liking the title already.
I know.
It's by William Norman Greig, right?
That's correct.
I am a huge fan of his writing. He's a very good writer. Writes with a lot of detail, a lot of emotion.
Yeah, that's why I chose his version of it.
Yeah.
I figured it would be good. So Daniel Hiller ran out of gas during an evening motorcycle ride in Oildale, California on December 16th. While walking his bike to get to the gas station, the 20-year-old father of two ran into a family friend named Crystal Jolie. The pair was crossing a street at a widely recognized intersection when they were fatally blindsided by a vehicle traveling at a speed well in excess of the posted speed limit. Despite the fact that darkness had descended, the driver hadn't turned on his headlights. The victims were killed instantly.
You
would have to be going pretty fast, I think, to be killed instantly by being hit by a car. Like, those are speeds that...
Yeah, and driving without lights on. I mean, many cars today have automatically running lights, like even during the daytime, so you never really have to worry about at least having headlights on.
Yeah.
How do you not notice? Or maybe they turned them off on purpose for some reason. I've heard these stories. I wonder if they're urban myths.
Yeah.
But like people who drive with like night vision goggles because they want to speed really fast, or they're running drugs or something like that, and they drive with their lights off. I don't know if it's true, but, you know. I really wonder why this car was going with its lights off.
Within minutes, police swarmed the scene and arrests were made, none of which involved the driver, Deputy John Swearingen of the Kern County Sheriff's Office. The four people arrested were relatives of the victims who got into what the sheriff's office described as an altercation with California Highway Patrol officers when they attempted to identify the victim. I was at home on a Friday night working on my car when someone came running over and told me that a deputy ran over my daughter in the street, recalls Jimmy Clevenger, Jolie's father. I ran down there. I was very upset. The next thing I know, they had me by the neck and threw me to the ground and said I resisted arrest.
Oh,
my daughter
goodness.
Was dead in the street, and it was their fault.
Ugh. I don't even know what to say.
You know, it's
sometimes
really
there's
outrageous.
There's just no words that you can really say to describe how awful that is.
Yeah.
How much like a bad dream. I wish this was fiction.
How do you sleep at night?
It's not.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
How do you sleep at night? The outraged relatives were taken to jail and faced criminal charges. Swearingen, the killer, was taken to the hospital and wasn't compelled to undergo drug or alcohol screening. Now, what's interesting about that is that I think that a citizen would absolutely have to go undergo drug or alcohol screening if they ran someone over.
Absolutely. And they'd probably be charged right away with a bunch of felonies
and
stuff. Yeah. At least involuntary manslaughter or maybe reckless driving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The posted local speed limit... for mundanes, of course, is 45 miles an hour. According to several on-scene accounts from horrified witnesses, Swearingen blew through the intersection at speeds of 75 to 90 miles an hour. Despite the fact that he was obviously in a hurry, Swearingen didn't activate his siren or running lights, or, according to at least one eyewitness, his headlights. Sheriff Donnie Youngblood told the Bakersfield Californian that the deputy was responding to a report of a stolen vehicle with a suspect still at the scene when he struck his victim. That would mean that he was not involved in a high-speed pursuit. Furthermore, as some skeptical witnesses point out, the main office of the sheriff's department is about a mile or two west of the intersection where Swearingen killed Hiller and Jolie, and he was headed in that direction at the time of the incident. This suggests that the deputy wasn't motivated by an urgent call from an isolated and overmatched comrade, but rather engaging in a favorite pastime of uniformed adolescents, kicking ass and driving fast.
Wow.
Some residents of Oildale, a suburb of Bakersfield, describe the Kern County Sheriff's deputies as notorious for their habit of speeding through the town's narrow streets.
Oh, I bet, because you can be pretty sure that cops never really pull each other over for
they
speeding.
Definitely, you know, it's funny, last night we actually had a woman call, and she said that her husband was a cop,
mm-hmm.
and that they're held to higher standards, and that, if we had gone to the Utah Department of Corrections website, that we could see how many cops were in prison versus regular people, which I highly doubt that information is on the website, but
yeah.
apparently the cops are better in Utah than they are in Bakersfield, California.
Well, you know, I'm sure there are individual variations from place to place, but really their incentives are all the same,
yeah.
Right? You know, they kind of watch each other's backs. They look out for each other. There's the concept of the thin blue line, right, or the brotherhood of the police. And they're really kind of watching out for each other.
Yeah.
And it seems to be a very common theme that when police do certain actions, you know, violent crimes or even neglect and they hurt people, they are really not given the same amount of charges as as mundanes, as Will Grigg would put it. That's his word for, like, non-cops, right?
Yes.
And I mean, that's evident because, you know, there are lots of stories about that we've read on Free Talk Live over the years. I mean, mm-hmm. hundreds, as I can recall, you know. So, I don't know. I'm sure when cops do get charged with strict penalties, or at least with the same that the mundanes would get charged with, so-called, I'm sure that happens. But there are enough cases where they are really let off very lightly that I think it's not just, you know, a few cases here and there. It's definitely a trend.
Definitely. It says here, they have no consideration for the other public. This is a distant relative of Jolie. Her assessment is seconded by Foster Faulkner, an 11-year resident of Oildale who claims to know and be on good terms with most of the department. They're great people, he says, even though he criticizes the department's habit of putting the public at risk by recklessly driving. I've seen sparks fly from the car's undercarriage when they hit a dip. Under Section 192 of California state law, the deaths of Hitler and Jolie resulted from an act of vehicular homicide, one involving gross negligence and therefore a felony. No charges have been filed against Swearingen, and their deputy faces only an administrative inquiry rather than a criminal investigation.
Oh, my. And since he didn't have the, they didn't test whether he was intoxicated at the time, right? So that evidence is lost forever.
Yes. The outcome of the administrative procedure isn't exactly shrouded in mystery. What gets me is that we already know the outcome, says one of her friends. The officer will go on paid suspension, then they will say he didn't do anything wrong, and that will be the end of it.
Wow. And sadly, that is probably true.
Yes.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up for you. Call us 855-450-FREE if you want to weigh in with your thoughts.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man who can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie with you.
And Julia.
And we are so glad to be here tonight. Julia, I just want to thank you once again for coming in with me tonight. This was a fun way to spend a Sunday evening.
Oh, yes. What a lovely Sunday evening.
Indeed. And we'll have to do it again for sure. Now, there is still a little bit of time to get your calls in, if you do it quickly, at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here at Free Talk Live. And, there's one last thing that I want to discuss tonight that it's not really Christmas-related news, but I think it's still important anyway. Some people have been kind of posting about this online and calling it a Christmas gift from Anonymous, which I think is kind of interesting.
They're an interesting group.
They are. Yeah, they are an interesting group. They're very Anonymous, for, I guess, those who don't know, is a very famous group of hackers, I guess you could say, and they target certain websites and try to get them to, I guess, change their behavior. Now, I kind of have my issues with basically shaming people into good behavior.
Yeah.
I don't really think it works. It's sort of the same thing that the state does, you know, to try to put people in jail. But I don't know. I could see how it could kind of be effective.
Well, they don't. I mean, a lot of the organizations that they tend to target are government agencies, and
sure,
it seems kind of like an aggressive move.
Yeah, it does. It feels a little bit aggressive to me too.
Wasn't there one time when they exposed like police officers that had used narcs? You know what I mean? I think it, like, police officers who had used narcs, basically, and they had saved these lists of all these people who had ratted other people out for crimes that they said would never be on the books. And they, like, would expose these lists and these police officers.
Oh,
and
yeah, I think I do recall this now.
You know, well, it's not something I would do, and it is kind of aggressive and not really my style. It's kind of amusing, some of the things that they've exposed.
Yes, I think I pretty much completely agree with you there that it's I wouldn't say it's my style either, but I am prone to laugh at it sometimes because it can be pretty funny.
Like the cops officers, the addresses of the cops who had done bad things or something in the.
Yeah, I know that they published a series of emails. They got into some police department and they published all these emails.
Right.
And a number of them contained things that were, you know, not very nice, that showed their perhaps racial biases.
Yes.
I think it was like the Phoenix Police Department or something like
and
that.
And that's the kind of thing that I don't feel bad if that information is exposed.
Yeah, and that's not really hurting anyone, right?
No.
And you could even argue that the cops are, you know, have this unfair bias to begin with. And so, you know, maybe that should be information that the public needs to know because they are subject to these police. And they can't really, unless they leave that jurisdiction, but of course they're just going to be subject to another police department if they do that, you know, unless they leave that jurisdiction, they can't really opt out of the police's so-called protection, right? So that's one of the problems with having a monopoly on these things, these provisions of security, as we all know so well. That creates a lot of unintended consequences. So This is from USA Today, and the headline is Hackers Target U.S. Security Think Tank. Hackers on Sunday claimed to have stolen a raft of emails and credit card data from U.S.-based security think tank Stratfor, promising it was just the start of a week-long Christmas-inspired assault on a long list of targets. One alleged hacker said the goal was to use the credit data, to steal $1 million and give it away as Christmas donations, and images posted online claimed to show the receipts. Members of the loose-knit hacking movement called Anonymous posted a link on Twitter to what they said was Stratfor's tightly guarded confidential client list. Among those on the list, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Air Force, and the Miami Police Department. So this is some kind of a so-called security consulting firm or think tank. That's what they call it in this article. And they're providing advice on how to essentially tyrannize people, I guess you could say, to
awesome.
The U.S. Army and some large police departments. The rest of the list, which Anonymous said was a small slice of its 200 gigabytes worth of plunder, included banks, law enforcement agencies, defense contractors, and technology firms such as Apple and Microsoft. So, wow, I guess they're not just providing government agencies with support. Now, there are a lot of people who don't like these sort of mainstream computer companies' operating systems, such as Apple and Microsoft. Especially, I think that it stems from their support for, you know, intellectual property, and their tendency to kind of like sue groups of their customers, right? Apple has done this in Europe, but the U.S. and the U.S. and Microsoft has certainly done this a lot. Probably even more than Apple.
I have had a recent terrible experience with Microsoft, and
oh?
I hate them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened? Yeah, but there's very few alternatives. I mean,
I know, and that's
Linux.
The thing. I really don't like Apple.
Yeah.
Linux is, you know, it's okay, but to be honest, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm going to get emails that say, oh, Linux is so easy to use. I actually have it on my netbook that I'm using right now.
Oh, cool.
But it's really not that easy to use. You have to, you know, you have to figure out how to get certain plugins and things like that, and it's just not something I want to do.
Sure.
And, like, right now I'm taking online classes, and the program that I have to use is only on Windows. So I have to I have to have Windows.
Yeah.
So I've always used pirated versions of Windows 7.
Uh-huh.
And my grandma gave me money to buy a new computer for school. So
did it come with one of the Windows 7 versions that you had to upgrade? You had to pay to upgrade?
No, I built the computer and I put my pirated versions of Windows 7 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, for some reason, convinced me, well, you know, your grandma gave you this money, so you should buy Windows 7. Because when you have the pirated versions, you have to have, like, sometimes they'll catch you, and I have, like, a little code that I can put in to fake it out. But but it's annoying when they catch you, you have to do that. So my friend convinced me, just get legit, like your grandma paid for it, so whatever. So for some reason, I listened to them. And the first thing that made me mad was that it's one computer. Now I have seven computers in my house.
Wow.
So you're telling me that if I want Windows 7 on seven computers, it's going to cost me $1,400? That is unreasonable.
Oh, yeah.
Unreasonable.
Yeah.
So then I had the pirated version on my computer, and it said, you know, you're not genuine. You're not genuine. So click here to get genuine. So I click here, and it's not as simple as getting paying for the code, right? It makes me reinstall the entire operating system, and the website was so hard to navigate. And I'm a computer person.
They're notorious for that.
I am computer literate. I'm not a dummy. I don't usually have problems with this, but the site was, like, really hard to navigate. It was really hard to figure out that I had to do. I basically had to Google, like, I can't figure out how to put
hard
this
Windows
7.
Out with no operating system, huh?
Well, I had the old one on that I was trying to replace.
Yeah.
So I had to reinstall the entire operating system again. It wasn't as simple as just having the code. And it just took forever. The customer service was awful. I was so mad. I wrote a very angry letter.
Wow. Yeah,
not that anything will get done about it, but I just wanted somebody to read it.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, and you're not the first person who's related.
There was more to that story. There was, like, a lot more details, but I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But I just remember it being, like, hours long, a very frustrating experience, and I can tell you right now, I will never pay for Windows again. I will go back to using my pirated version. And I hope that Google comes out with an operating system soon that will put them out of business, because I just can't stand them.
I know Google is working on that now.
Yes.
And, of course, there is the Android operating system. It's not really for PCs right now. It's more for, like, tablets and smartphones and stuff like that. And in my experience, it's very stable and works very well.
Yes.
So I like that, and I hope that when Google does come out with their operating system, it's similar to the Android, you know.
Yes.
I'm sure it will be, because Android is Google. So, anyway, so back to this article about the hackers, you know, hacking this security consultant firm. A public affairs officer for the Air Force said that for obvious reasons, the Air Force, quote, for obvious reasons, the Air Force doesn't discuss specific vulnerabilities, threats, or responses to them. So basically, no comment, as usual.
Yeah.
They never really comment on anything like this. A spokesman for the Miami Police Department said he could not confirm that the agency was a client of Stratfor, and he said he had not received any information about any security breach involving the police department. So, no comment, deny, and I can't confirm that they're even a client of us, yeah.
It doesn't speak very highly for you when you're not willing to talk about an issue. Like, whatever, it's obvious that you're hiding something.
Yeah.
You know, they make it so obvious whenever they say that.
Well, it really shows how, just how unaccountable they are.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to provide any comment, and typically they don't.
Yeah, must be nice.
Yeah. Indeed. This has been Free Talk Live with Stephanie
and Julia,
and we thank you so much for joining us this evening. FreeTalkLive.com is the website where you can find all the old archives and more in the meantime, and have a great rest of your Christmas evening.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.